This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
All right, it's time for Blown Off, and we have Mark, not me, another one, on the line. Well, I mean, I'm also on the line. We have two Marks. Megan, this is your lucky day.
This is great.
Yeah, that's great. Mark, thanks for calling. What's going on, buddy? You getting blown off by somebody, huh?
Yeah. It's really weird.
It always seems to be weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We always think we're proof. We're immune to getting blown off, but every now and then it does happen. Tell us, first of all, what's the girl's name who's blowing you off? What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Elle.
Her name's Elle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's a start.
Yeah.
And what the hell is going on with Elle?
Well, you know, we went on this, our first day, we're both runners, you know, so we were on the same run.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, you know, the area where they set up with all the promotional stuff and like some kind of like gels and things like that.
I mean, I'm not really familiar with what happens at a run, FYI. So I'm just going to take your word for it, okay?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Okay, well, so we're there, you know, I'm kind of checking her out. You know, she's got like these really nice sports sportswear on, you know, she's looking good.
Yeah.
And so I ask her if she wants to go out, you know, and she says yes, you know. So we have a really good time, you know, and I kind of think everything is going fine. And then, you know, after the very next day, I call her. I want to go out on a second date. And so she says she's busy. She can't. I hang up, and she calls me right back.
Oh, she calls you right back. Oh, that's cool.
That's good, right?
Well, yeah. But then it's to tell me that she thinks that we're not compatible.
Oh.
So that appears to be the opposite of good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very confusing because we had such a good time on the first date, and it's all kind of happened spontaneously.
Right.
You know, it seemed like everything was going really well, and it's not compatible. How do you do that?
So wait a minute. I just want to make sure I'm straight. You guys met at the run, but then you had a really great actual date where you weren't like sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next day you called her because you're like, hey, I just can't wait to hang out with you again. And that's when she said no, and then she called you back immediately to say, by the way, we're not compatible.
And I was like, how did you get from point A to point B?
Yeah.
Right. So that was like the last time you heard from her when she told you weren't compatible.
She actually got to point C, which is see you later.
Oh, man. I hope not.
Yeah, no.
Right. So that was the last time you heard from her?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, good. It's early.
Well, right. You're really throwing me off with your jokes. So.
I always, that's my forte. I throw people off with my jokes.
Okay, great.
Okay, good. I don't, yeah. Hey, well, listen, why don't we call Elle and find out what happened between the time you said, let's go out again, and she hung up the phone, and the time she called you back to say, I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah, here we go.
Burn.
Yeah, I know, really. And she's, he doesn't have any clue what's going on. So we're going to call now, okay, Mark?
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Elle.
Yes.
Hi, Elle. How are you? Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good. Who is this?
Elle, my name is Mark K. See what I did there? Because your name's Elle. My name's K.
Oh, I don't get it, but I'm sorry. Do we know each other?
Well, they're both letters of the alphabet, but no, we don't know each other. Well, I'm Mark K. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Elle.
Oh, hi.
We host a radio show on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, cool. What's up?
Well, I'm glad you think so, because my wife thinks it's geeky.
Did I, win something or something?
No, you did not win anything. Megan, first of all, Megan, do the disclaimer thingy. You're good at it.
Well, we just wanted to get your permission to talk to you on the radio. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah. Sure. What about?
Oh, okay. Good. We want to talk to you about a guy named Mark, not me, another guy named Mark, who likes to run and who you are not compatible with. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, well, step one.
We he got in touch with us because he told us that you said you weren't compatible, so he really wants to know why. Do you think he could tell us why?
We just aren't. I mean, especially because things were going really great. We had a nice date, and then he invited me to a gun show. I hate guns. I don't support that. And I knew right away. I was like, well, okay, if he's into that, I don't know what else he's into. So
he invited you to a gun show?
Yeah.
Are you sure he just didn't want to show you his arms? Because sometimes I do that.
Very funny. I'm pretty sure.
Was it the Jacksonville gun show? Because that's a really big gun show.
I have no idea. Either way, that's just not my thing. So.
So yeah. Okay. So that's why you said you didn't want to go.
Exactly.
Wait, we're incompatible because I invited you to a gun show. That's it.
Oh my gosh. Is that Mark on the phone?
It is. It's Mark on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Hi.
Hey. Is that really it? That I invited you to a gun show?
Okay. Yes. There are a lot of reasons why it just didn't work for me.
You're saying basically what? That you don't like guns, so now you don't like Mark?
Well, I mean, it does say a lot about somebody if that's what they're into. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you just, like, not believe in guns, or are you just, do you feel unsafe, or what's...
It's the concept of how it was presented as well. Like,
How was it presented?
Because he doesn't even know me. He didn't even ask if that's something that I support. Like, inviting somebody to a gun show is a big deal because he doesn't know that, like, one of my family members was killed by a gun.
One of your family members was killed by a gun?
No, but it's just an example. Like, he doesn't know if one of my family members was killed by a handgun, you know?
Okay.
Like, all right.
That could have been, you know... So I'm just giving an example of, like, that's why I don't support handguns.
Right.
That's why I don't want to go on dates like that, and I don't want to be with somebody who does.
Mark, let me ask you this. Why did you invite Elle to a gun show for your, really what amounts to be, second date?
Well, I mean, you know, I like guns, and I thought, you know, maybe she liked those too. I didn't feel like that's such a crazy thing to be into. I mean, really, I already had plans with my brother, you know, to go to this gun show. He had this extra ticket, and... like, oh, that's kind of perfect. You know, it's just like a way to spend time, you know, just a way to hang out and get to know each other better.
Yeah, but she does. But now, she actually doesn't want to get to know you better because she knows now that you like guns.
Yeah, I mean, that seems strange.
Are you uncomfortable then, Elle, with just anybody who likes guns?
Not necessarily. I don't like how it was presented. It wasn't even like... considering my feelings about it. It was just like, hey, you want to come to this, rather than, hey, I don't know if you're into this, but, like, didn't even consider, I don't know, I just felt like...
Listen, I'm a man, so I kind of think rationally, so I need you to explain this to me.
Oh, my God.
What's the difference between, I don't know if you're into this, would you like to go to the gun show, and, hey, do you want to go to the gun show?
Well, it kind of felt like a test. It felt like more of a... Hey, if you're into this, then we're definitely going to work, you know,
right.
Rather than a, hey, I just really want to see you.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't seem like that. It was like more like, if she says yes to this, it says a lot about her.
Yeah. See, really, guys don't think that way. Guys don't test women. I think it's the other way around. Mark, were you testing her, or did you just really want to hang out with her and look at some guns and... hey, it seemed like a cool thing to, like, kill two birds with one stone. Probably not the best metaphor.
I just wanted to spend some time with her. I wasn't thinking all about testing her already, you know?
I mean, obviously he wasn't testing her if he's the one calling her to find out why she's letting him off. So obviously he's not.
It sucks when you give someone a test and fail that same test. all right, well, listen, if Mark can pick a more romantic setting for a second date, Elle, would you be interested in going out?
I really don't know. It says a lot about,
I don't think she's into the gun thing at all.
All right, now, hang on 1 second. Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, buddy, but it looks like you shot yourself in the foot with that one.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.